This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, February 13th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Happy Open Line Thursday to all my friends.
And Jason Bishop.
Make sure you call the show for four straight hours.
Yes,
it is Open
key.
Line Thursday.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Call us at 800-636-1067. You can text us on the same number. That's the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can always tweet us at Junks Radio. We're going to talk some NFL today. Sam Monson's going to join us from Pro Football Focus. He'll join us at 8:20. And we got the head coach of the Washington Capitals, Todd Reirden, joining us at 9:40, I believe.
Right at the end of the show.
Because they're in Colorado?
They're in Colorado tonight, yes.
We'll be calling his hotel in Denver. Big one tonight. Colorado's pretty good.
They are pretty good. They're solid.
I finally saw the video of the guy, the St. Louis Blue.
Jay Bomeister.
The Bomeister.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they had to revive him with a defib.
Yep.
They're saying, just like Alan May said, the three players, they've saved their lives with
pretty amazing.
Defibrillators.
Here's how you know that Twitter is an evil cesspool, just a terrible place, which we know this already.
It really is a bad place.
So, you know, you mentioned the story of Jay Bomeister collapsing on the bench, had to be, you know,
revived,
resuscitated by medical personnel. And they made the right move in the arena. They said, you know what, we're postponing the game. It's a medical emergency. The teams are obviously distraught about, you know, what happened, especially the St. Louis Blues and his teammates. Some people on Twitter were like, how's this any different than a guy breaking a leg and being carted off the ice? And it's just like, what do you animals think? What are you doing? Yeah. This is a guy whose life is hanging in the balance, and you're worried about the conclusion of a Ducks-Blues regular season game? I mean, let's look at the bigger picture here.
Those people are just complete idiots.
I mean, now I'm guessing those people are in the vast minority, but just that there are
of course they
people
are.
This is the reason that they do
just
it.
That there are people out there that have that mindset and are going to verbalize it on Twitter, it just blows my mind.
The reason they do that is because if a guy breaks his leg or tears his ACL, the players can still go on and focus on the game.
Right.
When a guy has a heart attack and is dying,
right,
players cannot focus on the game.
Correct.
So it's the right thing to do.
Of course, it's
now,
the right thing
gonna
to do.
Now, what are they going to do about replaying the game? Will they start it over, or will they just start it
from
where?
No, it's been postponed. So I think you pick up where you left off.
Pick
probably,
up where
I would guess.
Wherever they can fit it in.
Right.
I would bet a lot of money on that.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
By the way, given our age, maybe we should have a defibrillator around here.
It's not a terrible idea. It's actually not the worst idea. There used to be one, or I think there is one out by the elevator.
Is that true?
I think most workplaces
have a defib.
Have defibrillators.
Well, that's news to me.
I think there's one on this floor.
Really?
Who would know how to work it?
Well,
we have to call Trimmer to get one of the engineers.
Seen it before then. You've seen
think
it.
I've seen it. Can we, AWOD, you're not doing anything important. Can you go get a visual confirmation by the elevator?
Can we defib AWOD? You're trying to resuscitate his dating life?
Yeah, can we do that? Can you go out by the elevator right outside of the break room and on the wall right next to the elevator, see if there's a defib box, if you know what that is?
He doesn't know.
You probably
don't
know.
He's so dumb.
Look at that. We've had to put him into action because Matt Valdez isn't here today.
He is
not. Jalen is here running the board. Matt was sent home sick yesterday, and he's not here. And so everybody's scrambling around in a different way because Valdez, you know, handles the commercials and things like that. And some of the guys aren't used to it. And plus, AWOD's just not used to doing anything before 6.
Yes.
Let alone before 10.
We're just lucky that he's here before 6, because usually he strolls in around 6:20.
Did he get his car situation resolved, Drabby? Do you know that?
I think he took an Uber today.
All right, I'm going to talk to him. I'm going to talk to Mike Walker. We're going to get it. It's going to be a good look for BMW because we're going to get him a car for that, you know, for his nubs budget.
You're going to get AWOT at BMW.
We'll get him something from the dealership.
Right.
We'll get him something from the dealership, sure.
He it doesn't necessarily have to be a Beamer.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a Beamer. He says he's got 200 bucks a month he could spend, right? I'll find him
Does
something.
Does Mike Walker have golf carts for sale on his lot?
We'll get him something. We'll go to the used lot.
I've asked you for to hook me up at BMW a million times.
Oh, and now Drabby's getting
and
the feels.
Did I not you put go, you in touch? Did I not put you in touch with Mike? Did I not?
For a repair.
Okay.
I wanted a nice new silly.
Oh, you're looking big picture now.
Yeah.
Well, I can help you with that, of course. Of course.
I like that hustle, Drab. I like that you're laying that groundwork.
I'm going to text him right now.
And if that doesn't work, I'm sorry. I can always call my man Amara.
Can you just
go down the list?
I'm the first crick.
No.
First crack at it.
You can.
First crack at it.
If that doesn't work, I can call Amara.
Everybody's got a hookup.
All right. I'm going to get him a deal.
Priority.
Because if there's ever one criticism, people like you, but people troll me.
Yeah.
When I promote BMW of Fairfax, people, the number one criticism is all, you know, I'm not rich like you. I can't afford something like that. It's just a complete misnomer. Sure, they have expensive cars there, but they also have cars for a more budgetary conscious person. Right. And, of course, they have their used car lot where you can get anything.
Yes, of course.
So, I mean, people are just crazy.
You're going to have to go deep on that used car lot to find $200 a month.
You may. All right, yeah. We have an update.
I don't think so. For like a five-year deal? For like
$200 a month? Are you kidding me?
What's your update?
I don't think it's that much. I think that's a decent amount of money.
It's just a first aid kit.
Oh, that's it? That's all it is?
No defibrillator.
I read too much into it.
He thought it was a defib. It's just the first. It just had Band-Aids in it.
Just had Band-Aids.
Right. Thought that was a defib.
Somebody can...
An anti-acid.
You know, I didn't want to attack him because he sounded like he knew.
An anti-what?
He sounded so positive.
He sounded like every place of work has a defib.
I'm retraining the guns on AWOT. He's calling it an anti-acid.
No, I want to focus on your outrageous statement that every place of business has one.
I don't want it coming this way.
Yeah.
I think a lot of places do have them. I'm just talking out of my butt.
Yes. If he doesn't know what a defibrillator is, how would he take a picture of it?
I am going to scour this floor and find a defibrillator.
There might be one on this floor.
I think there might be.
I Googled an image of it, and I'm pretty confident now.
So you would call Tums an anti-acid, not an antacid?
No, I just read it wrong. I put the eye in there. There's no eye.
Yeah, right.
There's a trauma pad in there and some scissors.
By the way, why would a first aid kit have an antacid in it? That doesn't does that make any sense?
Well, I just want to make sure it's not heartburn.
Yeah.
Here, take this. We'll see if it's a heart attack or heartburn.
I'd be more concerned about a heart attack than heartburn.
Well, a lot of guys think they're having heartburn when actually having heart attacks.
Okay, that
Did
could
you know
be
that? That's a true story.
I've heard that.
A lot of people, in fact, a buddy of mine thought he just had heartburn. Told his mother what was going on. She's a nurse, and she said, no, that's not our, because one of the symptoms was the tingling down his arm.
The shooting pain in your left arm.
And she said, no, that's not heartburn. You're having a heart attack. Go to the doctor.
Yeah, but I think
go to
it
the
happens
hospital.
The other way, too, where donks show up to the hospital. They think they're having a heart attack, and they've got heartburn or constipation.
Well, I had a pulled muscle in my chest.
Right.
It's what I thought I had, and it happened during the show. We were over in Fairfax. This happened about 4 or 5 years ago.
I remember.
And the problem is that the symptoms were the same. Tightness in your chest. I had restricted breathing. I had pain going down, all that stuff. And I started getting worried when I Googled it. So I said, you know what? I better go check myself in. When I went to the hospital, I said, I think I have a pulled muscle in my chest. I really don't think it's anything big deal. As soon as I said my symptoms, they whisked me in within 10 seconds. The doctor thought I was a joker. He's like, yeah, sure you pulled your muscle. Rips my shirt open, and they're treating me like I'm having a major one right there.
Would you rather them do that than the other way around?
Absolutely.
They got to cover their bases.
But let me tell you, it scared the poop out of me because those guys thought I was just a dummy and that I was actually having a heart attack.
By the way, it's got to be hard to pull your chest muscle. How did you do it? Lifting weights?
No, because I was in... I just gotten back from spring training, and I was lugging around my big ass lens for hours, and it just pulled muscles. I was wearing my backpack might have been 30 pounds or something, and I was lugging all that around. And I just strained something in my chest. I don't know if it was an official muscle pull, but I strained,
right,
and it caused a restriction, a tightness in my breathing. And those guys didn't believe me; they thought it was full of crap. But here's the good part of it: because of that, I went and I had to do all these stress tests and everything. My heart was silly. They had to do the...
pass all the tests.
Yeah, they had to do something. I don't know, one of the ultrasounds. I forget
EKG.
What all those... One of those things where they actually could see, you know, like the ultrasound thing. They could see your heart pumping. So I feel like I'm good.
Nice clean bill
for
of
a
health.
Couple years.
Sure.
But I don't know. I know a guy thought he was money, and it's 6 months later he found out he had some horrible disease. So you never know.
Yeah. That's
it could turn.
We always start off the show so optimistic.
Well, yeah, I know, right? That's how my brain works.
A-Wad's got some balls wearing his VCU sweatshirt today after a bad loss to Mason at home last night.
That's embarrassing.
So, yeah, nice job.
Well, he's not going to punt his fandom just because of
Mason's
one loss.
Mason's not embarrassing. Are they?
Oh, they're bad this year.
Yeah, and I mean, we beat them like every time we play them in the last few years. And just
I thought that guy was reviving that program
Paulson.
Over there. Paulson. I thought didn't he have a good year last year? Or no, am I wrong?
He's been good out of conference, and then in the conference they struggled.
They were 2-8 in conference before last night.
I think it was
night.
Last 2 years ago he got them to the fifth seed in the conference.
But but their best player's been hurt, so they've got a little bit of a pass there, but they have not been very good. They're near the bottom of the conference. Anyway, bad loss by VCU at home.
Bickle.
What?
Am I getting a Beamer?
I don't know. I'm going to text Mike right now. Maybe it might not be a Beamer, but I get you something silly. It could be a Beamer. Of course it could be. Of course it could be.
I think you should
be
get
a used one, like Drabby. Drive a used one. Can't get you a new one for $200 a month.
No. You can't pull those
We could
strings.
Probably get you a used one, of course.
I'm just
it might be in 1982.
With 380,000 miles.
I can get you something. Of course I can.
So you thought
Jason's
of me after
old
the
Beamer
show.
From high school.
Well, hold on. Let's work with me for a second. $200 a month is... $2,400 a year, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Times 5 to 10. So it's over $10,000. I could get up a car for $10,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be a beater.
You know what
I'm saying?
I put my Escalade, I paid like $12,000 for it.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. Hook them.
Silly.
Just hook
them. Get him something.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, of course I am going to.
You can find a good aftermarket car.
By the
secondary
way,
market.
You have no idea what his credit is.
Oh, he didn't have any credit.
How did
you get a $200 credit card?
No, he
didn't have any credit.
You might have a horrific rate.
Yeah. Well, listen, I can't fix everything in this life.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
But yeah. If you know the GM of a dealership, though,
I'm just telling you, I'm going to get him a deal, and this would be a nice challenge. This would be a nice challenge.
And Mike's a good dude.
Mike's a great guy.
And if that doesn't work, call me. Yeah. Actually, you know what? I don't want to put the work in.
Yeah, it's extra work for you.
I'm going to take care of him. BMW cakes. Fairfax, you're going to be straight. You want to drive an old Beamer, or you want to just drive the newest thing you can get?
I kind of want to drive a silly. What if,
okay,
what if you,
get you
bump it up? The $300 a month.
Well, then you're straight. Ooh. You might actually be able. Well, see, the thing is, you have to put a little down payment. Actually, for a lease, you can lease something for $300 a month.
Yes, you can. How much money you got in the bank right now?
In the bank right now,
yeah.
$2,200.
It's right. Not much of a down payment. So let's just do this.
How much of that? Down
let's
payment.
Just. We're gonna lease
rent.
You something.
That's an entire nut
for $300 a month. Now you're in leasing territory.
I don't really know that. World at all.
You don't know much of anything.
No.
Don't worry about
that world.
Don't worry about that. Can you spend $300 a month and not go poor?
Yeah.
So $300 a month is your budget. All right.
I think that's hitting the ceiling,
is that the
of,
ceiling
budget.
Of your budget.
Yeah. Now, here's the point. Here's the problem with leasing is that when your lease is over, you've got to start a new lease.
You got zippy.
Or you got to buy the car that you leased. So in 3 years, you're in a little bit of a pickle.
In 3 years, if I'm still on the Junkies, my life is great.
Okay.
Ours
I
might not be.
Say otherwise.
Ours might not be, but yours probably
see,
would.
That's where you're thinking.
If we're still on the Junkies, our life's going to be great.
Yeah.
Yours is going to still be the same pooper.
Yeah, you'd be flat. You would. My life will be great. You flatlined.
Yeah.
It's like the
right,
third
Don't worry.
Producer.
I got you. We're going to take care of you.
If you flatline, it's a good thing we have a defibrillator right around the corner.
Right.
Right next to the elevator.
Some antacid.
God, I'm going to go on a search for that. I think it's called an AED. Is that its name?
Who knows?
I think that's what it's called. A defibrillator.
I have no idea. I just called it a defib. So JP's happy because the Wiz won again last night, and they've won. They're 5-2 in their last seven. They beat the Knicks
heading into the All Star break.
And by the way, that
note,
was a back to back or on the road.
It was.
They're playing
yes.
better since Beal kind of challenged the team and talked about the winning culture and need to win games. They've been playing better, and I actually think not that I love the two guys they picked up, but I think their defense has played better without Isaiah
that
Thomas.
Game got
so kind of addition by subtraction.
I would agree
of
with that.
And they played poopy teams, which was what
right.
I
that
said
helps.
A week ago.
Of yes. course, Beal on a scorcher scores another 30 points.
He's the fifth leading
that
scorer
in the
NBA.
That game was wacky at the end because Bobby Portis got ejected because like a big stupid, like when a play was ending, Shabazz Napier throws up, you know, just a shot at the basket.
Right.
You know how a lot of players, they don't like you shooting on the basket even when the play isn't happening. So Portis goes up and either, I think he blocks the shot or grabs the ball before it goes in. And Napier.
Was it a goaltend?
No, the play was dead.
Oh, the play was dead. Okay.
Play's dead. So he goes and grabs the ball, doesn't let it go into the basket. So Napier looks at him, kind of gives him a sarcastic, thumbs up. Good job, buddy. So yeah. Portis throws the ball at him.
You're ejected.
He's a hothead.
Hit the showers. Now, he barely threw the ball. It's like a glancing blow.
He punched a teammate.
So Portis gets ejected. And then, like, 3 minutes later, Mo Wagner, the German sharpshooter, gets ejected, too.
For what?
He was mouthing off at the refs.
Oh, I got it.
And Scott Brooks, he saw him get ejected, and he kept jawing, and he said, get out of here.
The refs were taking
Go to
no
the locker
guff,
room. They were taking
like to say.
No guff from the players last night.
He sprinted to the locker room.
Sprinted. He couldn't
I've
have gotten
seen
there
that before.
Quick enough.
He was in the locker room within 3 seconds.
It was a wacky ending to that game.
All right, should mention it is Open Line Thursday presented by Window Nation. You're searching for new windows and doors. Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time. Installed by experts at the last Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. We'll take some of your calls next at 800-636-1067. Eel from NBC Sports Washington's Big 20. We've been counting down the top 20 stories from the last 20 years. And we're going to get to number two and number one today.
Ooh,
so that's coming
good.
Up at 6:40.
Look at that.
And maybe we'll take your calls as to what you believe should be one or two. It comes down to this. Caps winning the Stanley Cup. Nats winning the World Series. What's the
bigger story to you?
Yep. Yeah. So we'll take some calls on that coming up at 6:40. But let's go to the phone lines. 800-636-1067. It is Open Line Thursday.
Oh, we had somebody here who had a theology question for us. Now I'm bitter that that guy hung up.
Theology?
Yeah.
How can we talk about theology?
No, but if he probably just asking us our personal view on something.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Not like that we were like a resource.
Right. Far from it.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Jairus in Bowie. Jairus, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies. Open Line Thursday.
What's going on, Junkies? Talk to Lurch and just give him another crown because he is not only the king of Ashburn, he is also the king of TV recommendations. I've been listening to this show for years. He talked about The Office way, way back, and I love that show.
He's getting credit for The Office. Okay.
Yeah.
He shouted it out back today. Yeah. He talked about True Detective, Fire Show, at least the first season, in my opinion.
All right.
But The Outsider, I'm on full binge mode right now. Uh-huh. I'm like on episode 4. That show is wild.
Yeah,
very good show.
It's crazy.
Kudos to Lurchy for just popping off another great show to watch.
Look at that. Did you watch the Taylor Swift documentary that he promoted?
I'm not into Swiftie that much.
You don't like hot chicks?
I don't like Taylor. She's a little too thin for me.
She's a little too what?
Too thin.
I kind of like
a little thicker.
She's a little too tall. I tell you, I cut her off at the ankle.
Here's another one for you. After you get finished with The Outsider, The Stranger, which is on Netflix. There's another one for you.
All right. Got it. I'll put it in the queue. Thanks, Lurch. Right. Thanks, boys. Have a good one.
All right. Thank
JP
you,
JP gets no love. JP's on The Outsider, too. He gets simply love.
I think I put Jason on The Outsider.
Did you put Lurch on it?
Yeah, no, you should feel offended.
I saw the trailer. I told you to watch the trailer.
You should feel a little excited.
I hadn't seen the trailer, though. I'd seen it.
Okay.
You're not getting credit for that. No, I'm sorry. I'm not saying I'm taking credit for it, but I don't think. I had seen the trailer. I just didn't know when it started.
What's the next thing I'm going to watch? It's hard for me to work up a lather to watch this cheer thing.
You should watch The Outsider. Only 6 episodes behind. And it only comes out once a week.
When you guys talk about a lot of these shows, I just glaze over. What's it about?
But that's the same thing you did with Ozark, and you liked it.
I did like Ozark. For some reason, I stumbled onto it.
And The Night Of.
I like those, for
sure.
Yeah,
but see, the thing about...
But that's about it.
You're not into the supernatural and the spiritual.
Oh, supernatural? Are you kidding?
You're not into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're out on that.
I'm out.
Yeah,
give me something
fully
else.
Fully out.
I'm more interested in the Jack Ryan show.
You would like the first couple episodes of The Outsider, but once you finally realize what's going on, you would probably be out.
Did you watch both seasons of Jack Ryan?
I haven't watched one episode, but just from you talking about it, would be something that I would be
it's
into.
It's still
maybe.
Available.
Yeah, of course.
Still there for you to digest.
We'll see.
Yeah.
It's a big commitment. I'm spending a lot of time napping. I had hour nap yesterday.
Who isn't?
I had to actually drink so I could get tired.
Right.
It's really a terrible thing because you nap so hard that you can't sleep, and then I have to drink.
What did you drink? Hold on. You drank something before you napped?
No, before he went to sleep
bed.
At night.
Because I could tell, like, at 9:30, I was wired.
You had to self-medicate.
Well, of course.
Yeah, I was like, I got to self-medicate. It's the only way I'm going to possibly wind down. You know? So I had some sort of special edition
Jack. See, what it tells me, I can tell you this, because I take long naps when I'm not busy. Yesterday was busy. No nap. It's a blessing
busy.
In a way to be busy.
Yes.
Because you don't nap, but then why do you want to be busy? I mean, you don't want to just make up things.
I'm a big chiller. I like to chill. I don't like being busy.
Well, here today, You've got like, first round of the Jenison Open at Riviera. So there's no napping today.
Yeah, but that sometimes will put me to sleep.
That would be a nap.
I love watching golf, but in the middle of the day, I will doze off watching golf.
Oh, okay. Well, Tiger tees at like 240.
Yeah.
If you doze off, just make sure you're up by 240.
Right. Well, Cakes was busy yesterday. Can we get the recap from your MGM National Harbor Day? I saw you tweeted a bunch of tweets.
I was in event 8, which was a 100K guaranteed. Right. Deep stack tournament, 40K bigger starting stack, started at 11 a.m.
Do you have any idea how many people were playing?
In the flight, the first flight, which started at 11, there was a second one that started at 5. In mine, I think there were 149 entries.
And how many in the other flight? Roughly the same?
I mean, at 5 o'clock, I didn't look at the board for 5.
It'll probably be a 300, 400 person tournament.
Yeah, something along those lines. And your top 12% in each flight go on to day two. They bag their chips, go on to day two. Mm. So I started at 11 a.m. and I was grinding for
7 hours?
No, I was grinding until 8 p.m. last night when I got eliminated 4 spots away from the money.
You can make your money before you even make it to day two?
The way it works is out of the 149, once you get to, I think it was 17 through 12 get what's called a min cash, $550. And then 11 through 1 bag their chips, come back for day 2.
Okay.
So I got eliminated.
So you were
21st.
Right, you were close to
Min
cash is great when you're free rolled.
Exactly. So that's what
I didn't understand.
That's all I was hoping for.
I saw you tweeted something like a live video of
walking. That was
I didn't quite understand what was
going
on.
I'll tell you
that
what happened.
That was hysterical.
I got penalized.
The poker ambassador.
I had to send the poker ambassador for MGM National Harbor. That's your boy.
Yeah.
I got penalized. And in a nutshell, what happened was I got into a hand with two other people. One was my nemesis who cracked my aces and hoovered a bunch of my chips.
Oh, did you secretly hate him?
Well, he was just a guy that thought he was way better than he was. And he luck boxed on the flop and got a big chunk of my chips when I had pocket aces. Yeah. It happens. It's fine. It was tilting me a bit, but anyway, I just realized, look.
It's cards.
You got to move past it. You can't dwell on it, or you're just going to turn yourself into a full-on mental case. So later, when I'm getting a little bit low in chips, I said, I have ace-10 offsuit. I'm like, this is a pretty good hand to go in on. There's two other guys in the hand. Nemesis and other guy over here.
Yeah.
So Nemesis raises. This guy, I guess, just calls. I shove. Nemesis shoves. There's a third guy in the hand. This is pre-flop.
Yeah.
Third guy in the hand is sitting there, and when you're playing poker, you're protecting your cards with like a chip or a coin so that the dealer doesn't grab your cards and throw them in the muck. He has his cards completely covered. He's obscuring his cards with his hands.
All right.
So I forget that he's even in the hand. All the chips are in. I flip my hand over. His head snaps up. Like, what are you doing?
He hadn't made his move yet.
He was still waiting to act. But the biggest indicator for me that somebody is in a hand is me seeing their cards in front of them.
Yeah, but you saw him call.
But I just forgot that he was in the hand because I looked over and I didn't.
He was still on tilt from his nemesis.
I was tilting, somewhat tilting, and his hands are completely obscuring his cards.
Is it a no-no to completely cover your cards?
I think it is, because how am I supposed to remember that he's in the hand if I don't see any cards in front of him?
And you told him that.
Well, the floor gets involved. They come over. I ultimately win the hand. I got back at my nemesis somewhat because I rivered. I had ace-10. Flop comes out 10, deuce, rag, blank, and then on the end, I rivered him with another 10. He had jacks.
Okay.
So I win the pot, but because I flipped my cards over out of turn, I had to serve a one-round penalty. Now, I could have been a jerk.
How long is a one-round penalty?
It's 9 hands.
Yeah.
It's a full orbit around the table.
Oh, plenty of time to get a slice of pizza.
Well, no. I'm hanging on for dear life at that point. 9 hands, I mean.
Yeah, you got to stay.
I need to play every hand, or I need to at least see every hand to have an opportunity to try to chip up. But I didn't want to argue about it. I didn't want to be a jerk. I just said, you know what? I'll just take I'm somewhat tilting still. I just want to take the one round penalty and get out of here.
Right.
So I went to Starbucks.
Right. I said plenty of times.
And that was when I shot the quick video.
Yeah.
And
take a breather. Maybe
took
get
a breather.
Off
I just took a breather. And then I came back and then my chips got whittled down and legitimately went, I think, two full levels where I was in shove or fold mode. I had two moves.
I love that.
Shove or fold. There's no
calling.
I love
playing a short stack.
It's shove or fold. Two straight levels, basically an hour.
You got nothing.
Where I didn't have a shove worthy hand. I would look down. Oh, jack five.
Well, it doesn't really matter if you're first in. It doesn't really matter if you're first in. If you're first in, doesn't really, when you're in that mode.
Yeah.
My opinion, and look, I don't play as
but
much
I'm not
as you
gonna,
do these
I'm
days.
I'm not going to risk my tournament life with jack five.
Well, you kind of have to when you're short enough.
But then I got short enough. Then I'm like, oh, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to get on the bubble, and I'm gonna bubble out like three or four spots away from the money.
Right.
So then we're at the break before dinner. We're at the break before dinner, and I'm like, am I going to go to dinner for 45 minutes just to have like a stay of execution and come back and get felted on the first hand
yes,
that I play?
Yes.
So that's what I did.
Yep.
I went and I had dinner. I had a chicken Caesar salad
and
a beer.
Came back and got busted, yeah.
And a few, half a bag of chips. And I came back and I looked down at 7 of diamonds.
That's
and I said, it's go time, baby. Mm-hmm. Shipped it in. Guy had pocket jacks, so had a mountain of chips.
And you couldn't
and
hit
I
anything.
And I get bounced.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's fine.
I did exactly.
Rough night for cakes.
I did exactly what I hate to do in a poker tournament.
You know what? That hurts when you play for 9 hours.
I played all day.
And you're four out of the
and
money.
Had nothing to show
did
for.
Did you stay there last night or did you drive
home?
No,
I came home because I got busted at 8:10.
Okay, so traffic's dead.
So, yeah, there was no problem getting home. But I did exactly what I hate to do. Mm-hmm. I played forever.
Everybody hates that.
And had
no
nothing,
one likes that.
Nothing tangible to show at the end.
But
the only positive I got free rolled.
I thought you'd do it for the love of the game. You got to play a lot of hours.
I clearly love the game. But I want to have something tangible there at the end. It feels a little bit hollow when you grind for 10-plus hours and you have nothing.
Yeah, that's the monster of poker.
But that's tournament poker. That's just the way it is. Those guys,
well,
by the way,
you take the night off tonight and you get back
taking the night
this
off
weekend.
Tonight, taking the night off tomorrow, and then I re-engage for the main event, which starts Saturday.
And
so I'll
be
back.
Super crowded, the field.
I mean, it's a nosebleed buy-in. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, it's going to be big.
What's the buy-in?
3K. It's a big one. The big boys are coming out for that one.
Well,
so
you know
be,
what? Maybe you're due. You've had some bad luck this week. Maybe you're due this weekend.
He is due, but with the way tournament poker is, you can play tons of tournaments. You can play perfectly. It just takes a long
time. And make nothing.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, tournament poker is brutal.
Right.
But the great thing about tournament poker is if you do get hot and you get some hands going, you can make a run.
By the way,
if
my aces had held up in that hand, I would have been the chip leader in the room. But they didn't.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Guy calls with King 7 off suit. And hits and smashes the flop in the face.
Yeah. Did he have plenty?
And I'm not good enough to just lay my aces down there. I'm just not.
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't think it's the right move to lay your aces down because how can I put the guy in playing a king trash card?
Yeah, you can't. What are you gonna do? Unless you know his mode.
Yeah. I mean,
that he plays any two.
And it also tilted me slightly that he's Brett Oliverio's doppelganger. I just looked at him. He looked not exactly like Brett, but close enough to Brett that I thought Brett was inflicting this damage on me.
Right.
A longtime friend.
Right. All right, coming up next, we're going to reveal number one and number two from the Big 20.
Yes,
we want to hear from you first. 800-636-1067. The last couple of weeks, we've been counting down the top 20 stories from the last 20 years in the D.C. area, courtesy of NBC Sports Washington's Big 20. Comes down to this. Caps won the Stanley Cup a couple years ago. Nats won the World Series last year. What do you think is the number one sports story in the D.C. area from the last 20 years? We'll take your calls next at 800-636-1067. Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Phone lines are open at 800-636-1067. The last couple weeks, NBC Sports Washington has been counting down the region's 20 most impactful sports stories in the past two decades. We've reached the finish line, and soon we're going to reveal the number one story from the Big 20 presented by McLean Mortgage, guiding you along the journey of home ownership. Comes down to the Caps winning the Stanley Cup or the Nationals winning. I know EB at one point said he wished he was a voter.
Uh-huh.
I was a voter.
Yes.
And personally, I think the Caps is the bigger story because it happened first.
Yeah.
And even though I didn't believe in it, and many of us didn't believe in it, so many people just thought there's a DC curse.
Right.
And we can't win it.
Can't get over the hump.
The Washington teams are destined to make the playoffs and break our hearts.
Right.
And that's what the Caps did for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
And what the Nationals did for so many years. And while the Nationals probably has a bigger fan base,
there's no doubt.
They definitely do, yeah.
The Caps breaking through was huge. We saw the parties just to watch games outside. I think the Caps is the bigger
story.
Well,
I think also because the Caps have been here since the late 70s.
Right.
And the Nats are relative newcomers to the market. I think
years.
That also tilts it in the Caps' favor.
Well, but you're also a Caps guy.
I'm a Caps guy, but I have a Caps bias, sure.
For me, it just kind of comes down to, are you a baseball fan or Caps fan, or a bigger baseball fan or a bigger Caps fan or a hockey fan? I'm not a bigger hockey fan than I am baseball, so I would vote Nats, but I could see why you would vote.
Did you think the Nats buzz was as big? Did you think the parade was as big? I felt like the Caps thing was just bigger.
I think the parade was equally as big,
if not
bigger.
I think the parades were equal. I didn't notice any difference other than where they had everybody.
Like the rally at
the end
was better for the Caps.
The location wasn't as good for the Nats in terms of everyone to mill around together and make it, you know. In fact, I thought there might even been more people for the Nats one, but you couldn't tell because the way they all ended up.
The Caps finishing it on the mall was a great
And absolutely, I felt the buzz. I mean, this part of the city was ridiculous for those playoff games and the World Series.
I love the Caps. I've really grown to love them over the last decade. But I'm a bigger baseball fan just by nature. I would still vote for the Caps as the bigger story because it broke the lid off the alleged curse.
So you three are on the Caps.
I'm on the Caps side.
I would vote Nats.
I'm also on the Caps side.
The Caps, they broke through beating the Penguins.
Yeah.
You know, and it lasted longer. It's just the nature of the sport. So it was like
a 2-month run
versus a 1-month run.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I felt like it was bigger, but let's go to the phones.
Well, remember down the stretch.
636-1067.
Remember down the stretch, it was tight with the Nats. Even the playoffs started way before because...
Sure.
What was the legendary? What were they? 1931 or whatever the hell they were.
1931.
And then, you know, they're fighting like hell for that wild card spot.
It was a long season, but the buzz didn't. I mean, there were games in September where people were like, "September, they're about to make the playoffs. So why aren't the stands full?"
Yeah,
it was one month of craziness.
Yeah. All right, let's go. Let me see. Let's go to John in Annapolis. John, what's up?
Hey guys, good morning. How are you?
Hey John,
good.
What's up?
Hey, I definitely say the Caps, mainly because, like you guys said, they've been around a lot longer than the Nationals. But a bigger thing for me was not only had it been a long time for them to break through, it had just been so long since this area had had a champion. I mean, you're talking, 27 years since the Redskins last won. So not only a curse on the Caps, but almost a curse on this town for not being able to get through and get over the hump and win.
And the DC major teams for sure
passed that and did it. All right, thanks.
All right, buddy.
Of the big four sports, the DC teams, no team had won a championship. The Terps had won a championship.
Terps had won, and that was meaningful.
Some of the women's teams had won.
Mm-hmm.
Washington Castles had won. The Ravens had won.
Right.
Well, DC United had won a bunch for a period there.
Well,
they
hadn't won for years.
Yeah. Maybe the early 2000s.
The early 2000s. DC United made the Big 20. It was. I don't remember exactly where it was. Roughly number 18 on the list.
Let's go to Brian in Fairfax. Brian, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot for taking the call.
Yep. Sure.
My vote is going to go to when the Caps got that Stanley. I just think for so many years they had so many great records, so many great teams, and they get to the playoffs and things kind of fall off. They lose to an 8 seed. They also came behind so many times in that series. You know, we were down 2 games. Lost our first 2 games to Ottawa. Then fast forward to Tampa Bay, we're down 3-2, and they came back and won it. And then, you know, like the last guy said, they broke the ice. We've been so long without a championship, and they finally brought one here. Get that Stanley.
Right,
that
right.
Stanley, right.
Yeah, I like your broke the ice pun. That's a good
even though
one.
I vote for the Caps, and you can chime in at 800-636-1067. The incredible thing about the Nats run, and maybe it's similar, is, I mean, I remember we're there at that Brewers game, the wild card game in the beginning, and they looked like they were going to be out. And besides the one series, they all came down to the end.
Well, and how about the
they
end?
They all were hairy as hell.
How about the end where no one could win a home game?
Right.
How weird all that got. Let's go to Stuart. Stuart, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey. Good morning, guys. I'm absolutely going to go Caps over Nats. I love them both, but the Caps were competitive for longer. They've been here since the 70s. To see Ovi finally break through and get one.
Yeah.
And JP, just to put a little counterpoint, I mean,
that first series versus Columbus when they went on the run to the Cup,
yep.
they were down 2-0 at home, and
yeah,
they looked horrific.
Yeah, they did.
And it was, and you know, also I think it's important to note that when the Caps won the Stanley Cup, the way they kind of took the parade and took the championship and took the Stanley Cup and took the party into the streets with all the fans. I mean, nobody's partied like that ever I can remember with a championship.
Yeah, that was fun.
Well, I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know how other teams party, but I felt like they brought the fans in better than I've ever seen. You know what I mean?
No,
they made
absolutely.
Everybody feel like a part of it.
Yeah, it wasn't like that with the Nats.
They brought the Stanley Cup to Nats Park.
A little bit. The night the Caps won, now it wasn't extended. Like, the Caps was like extended for weeks. Like those guys were on a bender that, you know, literally lasted a month, I think. But I know the night the Nats won, like at Zim's place and all that, all those guys were there partying and the fans were there with them.
Yeah.
And so there was a little of that.
I mean, since Verizon,
because they were on the road.
Yeah.
Verizon's in a different part of the city, obviously. So those streets were just packed. I think they could accommodate a little bit more than down here. But I was talking to these valets up here at the Homewood, and they said that for those home games, especially in the World Series games, these streets were jammed.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
All
these
restaurants and bars were jammed.
Oh, yeah.
But the street scenes for the Caps, you know, leading up to the Stanley Cup final, like in the Eastern Conference final, like the watch parties and the people in the streets watching on the big screens down by Capital One, and you saw them growing. It's pretty amazing.
The other thing that is an advantage just for hockey, they have the better trophy. So you could drink from the Stanley Cup.
Way better trophy.
Like, there's something about
just
carrying the Stanley Cup
around.
The
trophy does not compare.
Yeah.
The baseball trophy, I mean, be honest, I'm be honest, is nubs.
It is. It's
not
king
great.
Nubs.
For what that accomplishment is worth,
right.
That trophy should be a billion times
they
better.
Well, maybe they make
that.
It up in the ring department.
They could.
Maybe. I'm just
possible.
I don't know.
It's not
a possibility.
The Nats fault. It's just an MLB thing.
Yeah, maybe they just make
somebody
it up
call Rob Manfred, get him on the phone, and say your trophy stinks.
But even though people try to, you can't really drink out of that trophy. The cup is perfect for a bender and party. Afterwards and passing, and people just want to kiss it.
Oh, it's just, yeah. Ugh, the baseball one's so bad. All right, let's go to Jay. Jay at St. Leonard. What's up, Jay? Y'all the Jucks.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's up?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I figured I'd call and give my two cents. If you're talking between the Caps and Nationals, I thought they were both great, but I enjoyed the Caps winning more. But my favorite over the last 20 years, personally, was the Maryland Terrapins winning a national championship in 2002.
And that's fine, personally, but the Big 20 is about what do you think is the biggest story from the last 20 years? You feel like that was the biggest story?
If I think it's the biggest story, I guess I'd have to switch gears.
Hold on, you just said for me.
Yeah. Way to stick to your guns.
You just told us it was the Terps.
It was the biggest story for me because I grew up in College Park.
You're making
and
it all about me.
It's all about me. That's right.
All right. Thank you, Jay.
It was a big one, but on this
I can relate
four.
To you. Yeah, I was more emotional when the Terps won than any of the others.
I mean, the
no
biggest
question.
One for me might have been Dirk winning the NBA championship.
Well, I can't relate to that. Let's go to Devin in D.C. Devin, what's up?
What's up, Junkie? How
what's
y'all
up,
doing?
Man? Hey,
what's good. Up?
I'm going to say it's the Nationals because that have come out against the Astros cheating, and then Alex Cora going to the Red Sox at the years, and then we beat the cheater. So,
yep. No doubt about that.
She didn't know that at the time.
No, we didn't. That's true.
Yeah, you didn't know that at the time.
But it makes you feel a little bit better now, probably.
But in hindsight, but by the way, I tweeted this yesterday. Go to my Twitter, EB Junkies, it's the easiest way probably to find it. I retweeted the link of Barry Svrluga's column in the Post yesterday where he talked all about how it was just an open secret within MLB. And he actually goes into some of the machinations and the things that the Nats actually did prior to that series. Talks about other clubs, other scouts, other players that were telling them. As soon as they found out they were playing the Astros, all of baseball wanted the Nats to win because they knew. It's the same thing in what happened in the volleyball thing. When the cheating dad... When we beat them, the Houston team came over and gave us they went crazy. It's the same thing was happening in MLB. All the other teams were saying, hey, they're cheating. Watch for this. Watch for this. Watch for that. So Barry Svrluga does a great job writing about it in the Post. Just go to EB Junkies on Twitter. You see the link. I think you'll be fascinated by it.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. We'll come back, take a few more of your calls. What do you think has been the biggest sports story in the D.C. area from the last 20 years? It comes down to the Nats winning the World Series last year or the Caps breaking through 2 years ago. 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls and then reveal number two and number one right here on the show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.